James chapter 5. Come now, you rich men, weep in hell because of your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your clothing is moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is tarnished. And their tarnish shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. Listen, the hire of the laborers who have reaped your fields, which you have kept back by fraud, cries. And the cries of those who have reaped have entered into the ears of the Lord of hosts, armies, multitudes. You have lived in pleasure on the earth, and in luxury, you have nourished your hearts, as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Be patient therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Indeed, the gardener waits for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts. Because the coming of the Lord is drawing near. Do not begrudge one another, brothers, lest you be condemned. Look, the judge stands before the door. Take, my brothers, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction, and of patience. Indeed, we count those happy who endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is compassionate, and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brothers, do not swear, neither by heaven, nor by the earth, nor by any other oath. But let your yes be yes. And your no, no. Lest you fall into condemnation. Is anyone among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs. Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man subject to passions just as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brothers, if any of you err from the truth, and one converts him, let him know, that he who converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall cover a multitude of sins.